Thank you for calling the Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Broker. To continue in English, press 1. Para continuar en español, oprima 2. For all other languages, press 3. If you are an applicant or authorized representative, please press 1. If you are calling from a provider's office, agency, or a nursing facility, please press 2. If you are calling about the LIFE program, please press 3. If you are calling for beneficiary support services, please press 4. If you need to send application information, please hold while we transfer you to a customer service representative.
All of our customer service representatives are currently assisting other participants. Your call is important to us and will be answered in the order it was received. Thank you for holding. All of our customer service representatives are currently assisting other participants. Your call is important to us and will be answered in the order it was received. Thank you for holding.
Bear with me.
All of our customer service representatives are currently assisting other participants. Your call is important to us and will be answered in the order it was received. Thank you for holding. All of our customer service representatives are currently assisting other participants. Your call is important to us and we'll...
Thank you for calling the Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Broker Line. My name is Shakaya. Are you calling for the first time or to check the status?
Hi, Shakaya. My name is Shira. I'm calling from Family First. I have a mutual participant on the line. He's calling in to look at the status of his case and see if he needs to schedule an assessment. He's on the line with you right now, so you can ask him what other questions you need.
Your name, please.
My name is Shira.
No, his name.
Okay.
I'm a female.
His name. Her name, the applicant's name.
My name. I'm a female. My name, Aloma Corton Rosa.
Spell the first name.
A-L-O-M-A. Aloma. And Corton, C-O-R-T-O-N. And then Rosa, R-O-S-A.
What you got?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. I'm going to ask you some other personal questions, and that's just to protect your privacy and to make sure that I am speaking with the correct individual. We won't speak to anyone about your case without your written or verbal permission. May I have your date of birth and address, please?
911-63-131 South Hall Street, 2nd floor, Allentown, Pennsylvania, 18101.
Thank you. All righty. Give me a moment here. I'm going to place you ladies on a brief hold while I pull up the case, okay?
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you for holding.
You're welcome.
All right. And who else do we have on the line with you, Miss Aloma?
Well, I'm here from the beginning. My name is Shira.
Caseworker, case manager, social worker.
Enrollment coordinator.
All right, so Miss Aloma, we are missing the physician certification form from your doctor.
They still haven't sent it. I spoke to a lady last week. I want to call her again. I'm gonna call them again. Cause she, I spoke to her and talked about it, and y'all sent the form to them, right? So they got a.
Yes.
So I got to call the girl again. I'm going to call to, as soon as I finish with your job, to call her what was going on, because they sent me a letter of the same thing that they still haven't received a form. almost last week.
Yeah. And that's Dr. Mulkey?
Mulkey, they say
M-U-L-K-I?
No, he's not my doctor, but they said they got, since, I don't know who's that doctor, I think he deal with the, was this enrollment thing? I don't know, because my doctor is Ms. Espinoso. So I don't know. Let me see her name. Let me pronounce her name right. Let me give another name. I don't know. But if you ain't, this is on 17th Street. 17th Street, Ms.
400 North 17th Street?
Yes, correct. And I don't know, name somewhere. Okay, I got her name on the front page. Her name is Jenna G, letter G, I guess initial, Esposito. That's right, Esposito.
All right, so I'm going to send another form, but I'm going to attention it to Dr. Esposito.
Yes, that's my Dr. Jenna G. Esposito. The other doctor, I don't really know. I don't really know because my other doctor was Stacy. But then she moved, they transferred somewhere else. And then she became a doctor about a month ago. July.
Okay, so I'm going to resend the form and attention it to, you said Jenna Esposito, right?
Yes.
Alrighty, and it's the same facility, same number, just different doctors. Is that correct?
Yes, because they told me that they sent to the doctor that do deal with this. I don't know if she deal with. I don't know, but they looking for the. I don't know if she's a real doctor. You know, what they say got to be a doctor. Like, so the doctor he gave me, they told me that about him too. The name. They told me, but I said, no, see, this is the one I see. It's Posito. Yeah.
Okay.
And the number is, I think they got a number, 610-969-3500. That's the number.
Let me see. All right, I'm going to send another one.
See, tomorrow I got an appointment, right, in the area.
Mm-hmm.
They sent me a form there that I got there, but they said they're going to send it. I could go in and tomorrow, too. You know, I'm going to do that, too. Since I got an appointment there, so right there across the street. So I could pass in there and talk to them, you know, just about this form.
Okay.
I could do that, you know, too. I could, you know, to help.
All right, I hear you.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so I did go ahead and resend it to the 610-969-3500.
Correct. Mm-hmm.
All right, okay. All right, any, I think Ms. Shearer had, I think she was trying to say something.
Is the assessment that he had, has it expired, or does he have to do another phone assessment or anything like that?
No, he had an intake visit assessment on August the 28th of this year, so that will be good for a year.
Okay.
And great. Then, his FET assessment is good for a year, too, and that was done September the 8th.
All right, so you said the 20th he had his assessment. Okay. All right, fine. So I guess we're just, has the area and aging, they won't reach out until his PCP form is in, correct?
No, she had that already. She had that around September the 8th.
You had that September, okay.
But it was NFI.
It was in a what?
NFI. The results were NFI.
What does that mean? I apologize.
Nursing facility ineligible.
Uh-huh. So that means...
No, that doesn't mean that that she has to be in the nursing home. That's just the status. I'm not sure why they add the nursing facility in the statuses, but It's either NFCE or NFI. And NFI means that she was denied through the Area Agency on Aging for her second visit.
Uh-huh. So, okay, I understand. What can she do to continue?
Well, she's going to have to continue with the process and get the denial letter. And if she wants to appeal that decision, she has the right to do so. But she has to wait to get the denial letter in order to do so. That makes sense.
All righty, fine. Thank you so much for your assistance. Aloma,
you're
is there
welcome.
Anything else you have any questions about?
Oh, no.
No,
okay. I mean, I'm going to try that tomorrow. I'm going to go to the cinema. I got an appointment.
Okay. All right.
You know, I'm going to go across the street and let them know that the phone, they got to send a phone, you know. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Right.
Have a good day.
You're welcome. You too. And thank